Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores, that's a good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champ to win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Are we there? Can anybody hear me?
George, you there?
Yes, I am. Frank, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
I can now.
I don't know what we do with this thing every year, but we seemingly do something with it every year, and it never works right.
Okay, now you're gone. Are you there? I'm unmuted. Hello?
Frank, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Good. Brian is trying to directly connect to the switchboard, which he can't do.
Uh-huh.
If I do it. So that's where all the problems happen. All right.
Okay.
So now I think we've got this figured out. Good. Great. Ready? Okay. Let's start over. Welcome to the 2024 NAFA Trade Deadline Extravaganza. Now with lasers and some slight fireworks. All right. Can you still hear me? All right. Good.
Yes, I can.
The laugh is what made me happy. Because you know what it was? Like, I partially owned the radio station, so we kind of, like, moved some stuff around on here. And it's like, oh, I have all this stuff working. And it's like, wait, why can't I hear myself? Oh, thanks, Brian. So Brian has, I had to send Brian a different link to do it. So Frank, please commence with your state of the union address. Please make sure there's no mumbling and Muppet looking like Joe Biden. Go ahead.
Okay. So let's see. I don't know if I wasn't really prepared for a state of the union address, but I guess basically
every year it's I gotta have my spiel. Where's your spiel,
yeah.
Frank? Give us your spiel.
Well, usually Brian goes on his does his monologue first, and then that's why I've
Brian's
time
not
to,
here today, and
to
I don't
think.
Do monologues. I'm not Jimmy Fallon. I just saw him. I don't need to be Jimmy Fallon today.
Right.
I got a high five as he was leaving. That was cool.
It's been an interesting year. We didn't have a lot of deals early. There has been a bunch late. It's been good to see. Some big names got moved. I guess the other thing I can do is, so I put the score sheet into the main file, and I'm looking at the standings. If everything holds as currently stated in the scores at this moment. Now, obviously, there's the rest of the night tonight and a lot of games tomorrow, so a lot of that can change.
Mm-hmm.
But if everything holds, Orlando would clinch a bye, and they would be 1 point away from clinching the Terrace Cup for the best record in Napa with 3 weeks to go. At the moment, if everything holds, the other three bye teams would be San Diego, Nashville, and Brooklyn. San Diego with 21 points, Nashville and Brooklyn with 20 points. 1 point behind that would be Kelowna. 1 point behind that would be both Allentown and Long Island with 18 points. Then we would have a three-way tie with 17 points with San Antonio, Las Vegas, and Calgary. Then Jacksonville, then San Francisco. San Francisco would hold the last playoff spot. Peterborough would be on the outside looking in by a point. Philadelphia, 2 points out of the last playoff spot. Atlantic City, 3 points out of the last playoff spot. And then Jersey City in last. So that's what we will be looking at if everything holds. Now, obviously, that can change. There's a lot of games tomorrow, a lot of close games, a couple of games that are tied. But, yeah, I mean, it's very – I think not really to many surprise, but a few surprise that Orlando has pretty much gone wire to wire. They have the most the highest production, most NAFA quotient. They also have the league's best goal scorer. San Diego, after missing their lineup in week one, has gone 10-5-1 since then and has gone from last place overall all the way up to second place overall in that time. Nashville chugging along. Brooklyn, I think, obviously is one of the biggest surprises in the league as a expansion team. Travis Konecny, I think, is a big part of that. I think Derek has done a pretty good job making a couple little deals here and there, solidifying the roster. I'm curious to see if he moves on a one or a two to try to, you know, acquire another guy that could possibly be protected and solidify his lineup and try to make a run. I mean, if an expansion team were to win the cup in their first year, that would be a first. I can definitely tell you that.
Brooklyn has definitely had a season.
Yes. Kelowna, I think, has made some interesting moves lately and looks like he's going for it, and I commend him for that. I like the moves he did. I like getting better. I think I also like getting Georgiev. I think Georgiev is underrated. I know he gets a lot of plus fours, but he also gets three wins. He gets 35 saves a lot on playing on a big team. And I do think the Avs will make a deal or two at some point before our playoffs start to let us solidify that team. So that could be a very underrated move by Gulch. You know, I'll comment on the big trade with Allentown in Las Vegas, seeing the second highest goal scoring forward in the NHL get moved. It's very interesting as well. I think the value was there in return, and I think it was a big move for Las Vegas. So I think it'll be it's been a good year. It's been quietly good. You know, it hasn't been too much chaos. There hasn't been any craziness or any you know, people upset over trades or anything like that. So that's good. I should have done this first. I'd like to thank Craig for his tireless job of doing the rosters, getting them out like every morning. So thank you for that. I also thank all the owners for, you know, I'm not perfect doing scores. I know a bunch of guys have texted me and emailed me during the season with times that I've missed a few things, and that's going to happen. And I appreciate everybody checking their own scores and coming directly to me instead of emailing the league. I appreciate that. And, you know, we're at a good spot league-wise. There was one small rule possible that's been talked about. I'm not going to bring it up right now on the airways, but we'll continue to discuss it as a possibility.
Bring it
year.
Up. Bring it up.
I think otherwise, I mean, I'm happy with the way everything is going. I think the RFAs, you know, teams are looking to get RFAs. The taxi squad is healthy. You know, the compensation looks good. There really isn't much that needs to be changed right now. So I think we're in a good state.
I don't know. I think you should bring it up, Frank. I really do. Like, I think this is the perfect place for NAFA to have its discussions, because how often do we all talk?
It's not what me and you have discussed before.
Oh, I don't care if it's not what me and you have discussed. I think
it was brought up to me that somebody would like the opportunity that after lineups are due at noon, sometimes news comes out that a player is out or hurt or going into the player assistance program or whatever the case may be, and it's before the player would have played any games. So it was suggested that we possibly have a rule that allows for a swap of players. So I went through some of the things. I spoke to Craig. I spoke to a few owners. I think it's possible that we put something in next year that would allow that to happen. But there's a few stipulations. One, you would have had to be in good standing for the week. Like, if you didn't submit, this is not a way for you to get a player in because you missed the deadline. If you missed the deadline, you don't get the opportunity to do this. Number two, it would only happen max three times per season for each team, and only one time per week, one player per week per team. There must be a note saying that they're missing at least one game, and that player must not have had a game yet, and the player going in must not have had a game yet. Also, you have 24 hours. So by Monday at noon is the deadline to have made a potential change. I think that's something that we consider doing. It just depends on, I have to see and think about it a little more as far as how annoying that could possibly be for the score sheets and so on. So that's where we're at with that.
I don't think that happens enough on, like, Monday. It's not like a Monday thing. Like, when you find out, like, the guys...
It happens a lot on a Sunday. I know it's happened to me. It's happened to a few other owners, and that's why they brought it up to me. So, you know, is it it's something that maybe we can institute and on a trial basis? And if nobody... Because I know we did it before with goaltenders.
I don't like the injury thing because, you know, if you submit a like by noon, you kind of know like where somebody's leading. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
in general, yes,
unless it's
but
a West Coast team,
I can tell you that
like,
that definitely it has definitely happened that news has come out that a player got hurt or is missing time after our noon deadline because
the only thing that I can see making sense, like if you're watching a game on a Saturday or your guy's playing on a Saturday night and he gets hurt, you know, you kind of know something's happening. Owner of the San Antonio Banderas, Brian Sanborn, has joined us. Are you there?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
So, Frank?
Man, hey, Brian, you got some baritone, man. I'm telling you. You're making my ears want to be impregnated.
It's from all the...
Hey, now.
It's all my podcasts I've been doing about the Buffalo Bills lately. It's got me in a good place right now, so... I'll break it. I'll go even further down if you.
Yeah, there you go. In my opinion, I think the only thing that you should get any relief from me is player assistance program. That's the only one because that comes out of nowhere.
Kind of like with the guy from Washington recently.
Yeah, like him. Line A. Yeah, Kuznetsov,
yeah.
Like every guy that I've seen ever go into that, you're like, that's the one you don't see. You know, like, thank God nobody in this league had like Mikey McLeod or any of those clowns.
Oh, geez.
But like, right, you see what I mean? Like, that's the one, and I think that one should be whenever it happens. Like, it happens on a Wednesday, like, you're screwed.
Yeah, but that's like an injury, too.
Right.
I don't count that as
an
injury,
though. It happens on a Wednesday. Wednesday is a couple of days, not the entire week.
I know, but that's but I'm saying, like, if I'm going to buy any of those, like, I know for a fact I've done it. Guy gets hurt on Saturday night. I'm not even waiting for the prognosis. If he plays during the week, that's great. But... You know, just like a real team. Hey, guys, he's day-to-day. Well, they got to take that chance, and they're not putting him on IR. It's basically creating an IR spot.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Okay.
Like, if it becomes like an LTIR thing, but me and you have had, I know... In the past, when I wasn't part of the league, I know you guys had like an LTIR thing. I think an LTIR should become, honestly, now if they're thinking about it more, I think an LTIR should just become like another part of the roster. Like if you got like a guy like Landeskog and you kept him.
There's a lot of issues with that, though, because it's a lot more work for Craig and I when a player comes off. And
no,
he's got to
be an LTIR. LTIR only. And then
so
you got to drop a player
when
you bring him back.
Be?
The same it would be for
the
NHL.
Is that the owner is not bringing him back when he comes back.
Well,
and now Craig has to go through the rosters and
if he doesn't bring him back on IR
and has to contact the owner and say, hey, you got to take this guy off the list. That's why we did away with that. And gave everybody an extra roster spot anyway and just said, here, this is the extra roster spot. There's no more injury designation.
I mean, how many guys really are on LTIR that you actually want to keep? Like, is Landeskog ever going to play again?
I heard he's starting to come back.
Yeah, it's starting to skate again, but I've heard him.
But that it's not about the long-term thing. It's about hearing about a guy, you know, after the deadline of the lineups. And then you hear your guy is out. And you're like, well, now I have to play a whole week with an injured player. Maybe there wasn't any word that the guy was injured until after noon. Or maybe right at 11:45 or something. You know, the West Coast games, you know, that's 9 o'clock in the morning. They didn't have their morning skate yet.
West Coast games, well, yeah. Yeah, but they don't play many Sunday games.
It's something that we can implement. We can see it, how often it gets used, and if it doesn't get used enough, then we can take it out the following year.
Yeah. I think it's – I said my piece. I don't know about injuries. But, like, I think where I go is I go the other way. You know, I say, well, it should be for – with the – you know. But that doesn't happen on Sundays either. So that's me talking out my both sides of my mouth.
You talk out of both sides of your mouth? Impossible.
No, I'm just saying.
Listen,
I'm
kidding, George. You know I am.
Like, you know, it's funny, like, it actually made me start looking at, like, cap friendly and, like, injuries, right? Not much business gets done on Sundays anyway.
I guess it just depends. I mean, it's all timing, right? I mean, that's the everything in this league to me comes down to ease of implementation. And whether it just, yeah, if it's something that happens multiple times to multiple owners, right, that's where I see it. I mean, we could definitely take it over the summer or take it to a vote, but
I said, I'm not, you know.
Well, the bottom line is that it's not something that if you don't want to use it, you don't have to use it.
No, I know.
It's not anything that would affect anybody else except for the person that it actually affects when their player gets hurt on a Sunday after the deadline with lineups.
I don't know. I think you're creating too much gray area, but that's just me.
Well, this is the forum to discuss it.
That's what I said.
Go forward and see what happens. So, especially since it's not technically the deadline hard line right now. This is an unusual circumstance we're in right now, right? We're doing this tonight. So,
yeah. It's Napa Radio.
Will we see some trades tonight? Who knows? We shall see.
It's almost like I wish everybody in the league had my phone so I could just pull out my Mac and just text people, but not everybody has an iPhone. Poor phone.
Well, I'm on a Mac right now. There you go.
Probably, did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard. George, are you gonna buy everybody in the league? Is that what I heard? When you win in Vegas next month, are you going to buy everybody a MacBook in this league so then we take this to
actually,
the next level?
Actually, Toyota's putting out a Tacoma hybrid, so that's kind of what I'm saving for right now.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Alicia has okayed me to trade in the RAV4 we got and go to that.
Oh, boy.
You want it? You got it.
Totally. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to make fun of my wife right now. Because there is a brand new Blue Bloods on, and she is watching an old one. Like
got
Blue Bloods
look.
Came
Frank,
back.
I know yeah, Frank loves Blue Bloods.
Yeah, I love Blue Bloods.
Is he watching
Blue
Bloods
tonight?
Nice.
My dad's watching it right now. Yeah, but I'll wait till the whole season comes out and then binge watch.
Like father, like son on the Blue Bloods.
It's a great show.
Really
yeah.
Is.
My mom.
Frank's gonna make
right
me take him to Wahlburger so he can
yeah.
Frank's gonna make us all go to Wahlburger so we can eat it, eat there because of it. hey,
oh
there's a new Wahlburger. There's a new Blue Bloods on. I was like 2 seconds away from going, God, they brought back the blonde chick to be the detective with Danny. And then I look up and I'm like, where the hell's Up TV on?
Damn it. I don't pay the fuck attention when new fucking shows are on.
Hey, this is a rated G show, ladies and
yeah,
gentlemen.
Yeah,
nice, Alicia.
No fucking cursing. No fucking cursing.
Yeah,
okay.
Cursing over there.
Listen to Frank over
there. I commuted fast enough when you start dropping F bombs. Fucking jerk off.
Oh, you're out of control.
Any other rule? Any other pending rule changes? By the way, the chat is open up on Block Talk Radio. So if you're in the league and you're listening to this monstrosity
I have a rule proposal. Jersey City only gets to draft one Vegas Golden Knight a year going forward.
Yeah. You know what?
That's a rule change I want to see.
I'm all right with that. I definitely you can impose it because I'm going to have like four guys I'm carrying over. No,
then you'll draft four Boston Bruins or three Islanders or four Devils.
You know what? Next year, I vow. I actually made my New Year's resolution to expand on what I go get in the league.
Your NAFA resolution?
Yeah,
and also, I will not draft any Salt Lake City Sabres going forward for the next 5 years. Wait, oh, did
you
I slip it a tongue? No.
You know what? I wish Donnie Schultzhofer was here to. I'm telling you, man. I can't wait until to see that where Arizona plays. I really can't.
No. Well. We'll see. But anyways, by the way, yeah, I got a question on another surfing. Mm-hmm. Anybody calling in tonight? Where's the rest of this league tonight?
Where's Derek? I figured Derek would have been the second person to call in.
Call in at some point.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll just turn it into what
after Blue Bloods.
And then we'll turn this into what's brewing after dark. I just see it happening.
Oh, listen, there's not many on this that know about the true essence of what's brewing after dark in its heyday years ago.
Oh, my God.
It's not definitely kid-friendly, Frank. I can guarantee you that.
Frank, let me tell you, what's brewing after dark used to be
Frank,
one of the greatest.
Yeah, yes.
It used to be the greatest 3 hours. Like, we used to call in. Brian, what was that radio show we used to call into every week?
Oh, I don't remember. It's something we probably shouldn't talk about on the show right now. Let's take that.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's do that. Trust me.
So much fun. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Frank, you'll understand after we tell you.
Let me tell you.
How does that sound?
You'll realize, like, Blog Talk Radio, very conservative. very conservative. Heavily.
Say the least.
Yeah. 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 A lot of COVID truthers on this goddamn thing.
Oh, let's not go down that road, George.
Don't go down.
By the way, I'm running for president in 2024. If
cool.
You need about 80 million votes, so just put me out there. So anyway, so what do you guys think? What's going to happen tonight?
I almost think this is going to be like the end. I think this is going to be like the NHL deadline. Like tomorrow is going to be very quiet. Like, you'll have a couple things happen, but that's about it.
May I
think everybody's...
Yeah, an excellent move made by an owner tonight. And, you know, listen, I love to trash my own team, but Allentown picking up Yuri Kulich may have been one of the smoothest moves I've seen all week.
Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, this kid's going to be the real deal. Once we groom him to play for the Rangers in 3 or 4 years, it's going to be perfect. You love that, Frank?
I met Billboard Boy last week, too.
I know. I wish that – oh, if I would have met him, you know. Could you imagine if I was with you that night and I met that guy, the Church of Kako guy? You know I would have – that's the first thing out of my mouth would have been about the Billboard, right? Oh, man, I love it. Yeah. Frank's had quite the week, George. He's been rubbing elbows with Sam Rosen, all these Ranger players.
I know. My buddy, yeah, Sam Rosen.
Oh, Sam Rosen is a gem, man. He really, really, you know, I don't really know if there's, if you hate Sam Rosen, there's something seriously wrong with you, in my opinion.
You're a Devils fan.
Yeah, but it's not even, you know, even that though. He's a great announcer. Like Doc Emrick is a great announcer. Like,
you know,
even if you're a Ranger fan, like how do you, they're just great at what they do, period.
You know what? I think the biggest problem that happened to Rosen was losing JD.
They were a great pair. They really were.
Like losing JD and gaining Micheletti. Oh my God, that's as bad as listen. He's as bad as listening to like a Devils broadcast. It's awful. That guy knows. You know what's even worse? Like, it's like in New York. If like you had like Sam and Brendan Burke and Dano do a game together, it'd be like the greatest thing you ever listened to. You take like their partners and it's like, oh God, no, stop.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Holy Christ. Me and Alicia's a Devils fan.
Sambo knows how much I can't stand Butch Goring.
That's because he's won more Stanley Cups than the Islanders have, you know. That's the whole thing. You know, he's got all them Stanley Cups that the Rangers don't have. I get it. Frank.
Yeah, they happened so long ago. He's lost his mind more so than certain parties that are running the White House these days.
Well, see, they wait until watch Fallon tonight. He's a really funny skit about it.
I'd rather
really
close my eyes out. But anyway.
Jennifer Lopez is on. And you'll see me on Jimmy Fallon.
On second thought.
Yeah. J-Lo was on tonight. And the dude from Reacher was on.
Oh,
I was like, holy crap.
Which guy from Reacher?
The like Frank? Reacher.
Yeah.
Frank's a big Reacher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Frank and I love
Reacher. That guy, I have to start watching now. That dude came out and I was like, holy John Cena.
Yeah,
I think he's bigger than John Cena. He's huge.
Well, they did make him a couple inches bigger in that show than he really is in real life, though.
Yeah, he's
like,
2 inches
really
taller.
Not
6'5". He's
in real life, he's like 6'3". But I mean, he's massive in that. Well, it's not even
bro.
Like if I could have a physique, like, can I just have his physique, please? I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just ask The Rock if you could borrow his arms.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger Woods for Drew.
What a trade deadline show we're talking about, Reacher. Come on, anybody got anything out there? Frank, I want to go over a couple things with you. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
How about we do we're going to do a quick fire segment. Buy or sell?
What is this, the Sports Guy Mike show?
No, please, no. Don't even. George, I'm about to kick you off the show if you say that again. But Frank doesn't even know who that is.
No.
No,
know, but every time we get on,
looking at the standings. Looking at the standings.
Sports Guy Mike's a great guy.
I have the standings up, right? And I figured we don't have to go into long-winded talks about these teams, right? I just
NAFA
figured,
or
you know,
the NHL?
NAFA. This is NAFA, really.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
No. So I would say let's start with the Jersey City Night Dogs presented by LeGrand Whiskey. See, I had to get – see, George?
Thank you.
Nice saying to you.
Hold on. There may actually be something on the soundboard about that there. Hold on.
Oh, all right. Excellent.
No, it's not on this one. Actually, I probably could put it on this one.
Yeah.
And speaking of the soundboard, I'm sad that I didn't get my normal intro.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get on tonight. I don't have access to the soundboard, so this is all George tonight.
Oh, well, Brian, just text me. No, here's the problem. I told you, Frank.
No. I can't see it. I'm connected, so I don't want to mess anything up, so I'm not about
that. Oh, yeah, you're fine now. We got everything straightened up.
But there is that soundbite called Breaking News, George. That little soundbite, that sound.
Oh, why are we doing it now?
Well, not yet. No, but just a little
just
test.
Just do it anyway for the audience.
If there's a trade tonight, you will hear the following sound that George is going to play shortly called Breaking News. And it's in there somewhere under the list of lots of sound bites.
Yeah.
There we go. There it is.
That'd be it.
I don't know where everybody
was trying to find.
I
was trying to find
night.
The LeGrand whiskey thing I did for.
I wonder if we'll get Johnny on tonight at some point. That was a tradition unlike any other. Usually we talk about our Knicks like after everything's done. So we'll see if that comes to fruition later tonight. All right, George. So why don't you tell us
what's happening this year?
With a day plus to go. Nah, we don't want a long-winded thing. Just you could go over teams a little bit, but what do you want to get done in the next day and a half or day and an hour? What's your prognosis?
I think I'm done.
You done?
I'm done now unless, like, it's saying goodbye to players. Like, I think I have guys that I have to – I have deals I have to make, but I don't think they're going to get made.
Okay.
Like,
is there
anything
you're looking to do if you wanted to? Is there anything you want to tell anybody that you –
There's almost like – all right. So, like, I definitely at some point want to, like – I'm going to be cleaning up my taxi squad.
Okay.
So, but like, I think the fact that like people know what position I'm at with that, it's like, you're not going to make, it's kind of like, you know, who is it? The Owen Power deal, like the Owen Power deal the other day. Oh, he's available now. All right, fine. I'm just going to pick him up and not make the trade.
Yeah. He beat me by 1 minute, you bum. I couldn't.
Dude, I literally was just sitting there and I'm like, oh, because I know I need defense. But you know what, Brian, like I probably let him go if I don't need defenseman.
It's a why not kind of move. I mean, you could RFA him, right? You could slip him through. And once we hire a real NHL coach maybe next year and get some real veteran players on this roster, maybe Owen Power will come of age next year. So. I mean, that's something you could consider to do, so can't hurt you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, yeah, but, like, there's just things I have to do, like, next year, like Dawson Mercer is available if anybody wants him.
Okay, there you go. Dawson Mercer is available. I'm going to put that
He's available. Joaquin Kemmel is available. Trying to think who else. You know, Logan Thompson is available for a very high fee. But there's guys that are available for me. Brock Nelson's available for a one.
Brock,
like
okay.
There's nobody that's not available on this team, but the price has to be right. And I know as soon as I said some of those names, I know like I'm going to just get text messages and be like, I'll give you a four for Nelson.
I was going to offer nine, but.
Yeah, well, you weren't going to. And guess what? I'm going to tell you now. It's not going to get the deal done.
I'm kidding. No, but it's, you know, just it's good to put guys out there, and we'll see if anything comes about it. So, you're in a spot right now where you're not going to probably make the playoffs. Let's be honest. I mean, you're sitting at 8 points, but you know you want to close strong because you want that NAFA quotient. And Frank, if you want to just remind everybody, what is the criteria to get the number one pick now?
Okay, so the four teams that missed the playoffs that are the four teams that at the end of the season miss the playoffs, I go and I back and I look at their NAFA quotient that they scored over the past, over the last 5 weeks of the season. So last week, this week, and the next 3 weeks. And the highest quotient gets the number one overall pick. The second highest quotient gets the two. The third highest quotient gets the three. And the fourth highest quotient gets the four.
There you go.
This way, it still makes teams try to win and put in productive lineups.
So it's a situation where, George, you still want to, you know, look at the schedules, maybe over the next few weeks, you know, who has three, four games, right? That could give you the best chance to win. Or it's not even about winning. It's just about putting a point. It's just about producing. Like, you don't even care if you lose 15 to 12, as long as you're not playing the team that, you know, you're in the final four with. Right. And if you're playing Doug, for example, who cares if he scores 30? If you score 23, that's great. I just I'm not exaggerating or anything.
Let me tell you, if I score 23, I will be dancing naked.
Please, you better not ever score 23. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. You know, but like,
well,
it's just
running
in
horror.
No, I'm just saying, like, with the way this year has been for the Jersey City Night Dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been that year. Every, you know, guys get hurt at the wrong time. Guys have gone cold at the wrong time. It's just, you have it. I mean, when we left, you know, the draft, did anybody see Jacksonville in the bottom four?
Not a chance.
Friday, did you? I didn't.
Well, no, there's always a surprise, you know, that gets in there. For sure.
You know,
so
but
you're
it's
probably,
like,
are you still probably in sell mode? You're all in sell mode at this point, obviously, right? So you're.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm in sell mode. Yeah, like, Boone Jenner's available. Like, come get Boone Jenner.
Listen, Boone Jenner's a solid player, folks. You know, he's a.
Come get
he's
Boone
not a flashy
Jenner,
guy.
Come get Owen Power. You know. I'm telling you, I just looking at it now, like, I know where I am for next year, and the rest of the guys, I mean, look, Jack Eichel's available. You come get him, but don't think you're paying nothing for him.
Huh, really? Oh, okay.
Really? Just don't think you're going to pay next to nothing for him, because you're not.
Listen, it's not. This is 40% off at the Jersey City shop, right? So you're still going to pay.
No.
It should be implied in this league. You know, you make good solid offers. You know, you go back and forth and you figure something out. So
yeah.
But do we see any of these other teams towards the bottom? Do we see Griffey and Ed making any moves at this point? I mean, I would assume they're a little bit in sell mode too, but they still could make the playoffs too. So there still is, it's not, they're a little closer, you know, to that final four getting out of it, you know, with a couple wins and a couple losses from these teams in 11 or 12 or 13, they could easily be in. So.
All right.
They have been pretty quiet this year.
Hold on, Brian. I got to play this. Who's got the 631901 number?
631.
It's definitely Long Island, but that's not my dad. So
it's not your dad.
Okay.
Maybe,
let's see who it is.
Maybe Teddy.
Teddy. Maybe Morator. Maybe.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Hello. Can anybody hear me?
Yep. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Who's on the line?
We got Frank Jr., me, myself, Brian, and George.
Did you figure out who it is yet?
Who there?
Sounds like Doug.
It is Doug.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Hi, Doug.
I didn't know you had a 631 number still.
Yeah, I don't know what's funny, Doug? I got your number probably the first time, and I just put them in the phone, so I never know, like, anybody's number anymore.
Yeah.
But I can remember my grandfather.
Am I the only one that's called?
Yeah. I remember my number when I was 10, you know, 201-254-4809. I mean, I remember that just like it's nothing, like 35, 40 years ago. I remember that, but now I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
So, but how you doing, Doug?
Good. Hanging in.
You know what's funny, Brian? Like you say that, like during COVID, I could tell you what my credit card number was.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Probably your Amazon Prime number too.
I can tell you my credit card. When Alicia's mom passed away, I went to get gas and I left it at the gas station. Yeah. I haven't. It's like, dude, now everything's on my phone. I'm like, I don't even look at. I Apple Pay everything now when I order stuff online.
It's crazy.
I'm like, I have to put in a credit card number? What's that?
Yeah, when you order your Vegas Golden Knights underwear, I'm sure you use your Apple Pay as well.
I do, actually. Yeah. No, I use my Fanatics credit card for that.
Wait, I have breaking news. Austin Matthews to San Antonio, E4? What? No.
Oh, by the
I'm
way,
trying to,
Brian,
I'm trying to get Doug going.
Yeah,
Brian, I have to tell you this. And I forgot to tell you this, and I apologize. The Steve Dangle made fun of Eklund during his All-Star game coverage.
Oh, did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Is Eklund still a thing? Like, is he still doing the Hockey Buzz?
Bro,
like, does he still
Drew
do it?
Johnson actually
E5
said
stuff?
His real name.
Oh, geez, wow.
Like, Dangle had CJ on, and they actually said Eklund's real name, and I was like, oh my God, that guy's a real person.
Wow. Can you imagine if Eklund was, like, an NHL GM this whole time, like Lou Lamoriello? How
Chris
hysterical
Lamoriello.
That would be.
It's not nobody's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Lamoriello.
It's Chris Lamoriello.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
Julie
no,
Hockey
Frank.
Buzz.
It's Frank.
It's
we
Frank,
know it.
It's Frank Jr.
No, it's Frank Jr. I do like the E4, E5 stuff. I think it's pretty funny, though. My screen name on a Sabres message board is E5. I kid you not. It's been that way forever.
Bates is in the chat. Hello, Craig.
What's up, Craig? Come on in. Join the party. So, Doug, what's going on, man? What's going on over there?
Hold on. Didn't we used to have robots?
I don't do much of anything.
Yeah? Oh. What do you... I want to hear from the leader of NAFA right now, the one that is the favorite at the casinos to win the Boyer this year. What are you looking to do in the next 24 plus hours?
Quite honestly, probably not much.
No?
Standing pat, yeah. I mean,
you're looking for? No little upgrades? No, nothing you want to put out there?
No, I feel like I have enough depth.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. Just trying to see if you want to put some out there for the other owners, if they want to pursue anything.
No, I feel like I have enough depth. I made a deal for Sagan a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the deal for Toffoli because I felt like that one winger spot.
Now, who's the idiot that traded you Toffoli? Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
who's the idiot that traded you Sagan?
He needs to solidify that one winger spot.
Yeah.
I think after that, I'm pretty solid. I mean, if people come to me and want to talk trade, I'll always listen. But for right now, I think I don't have much going on.
Listen, when you're at the top and you're humming along, that's a good place to be. You know, Sagan's been very good in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, let me throw you.
I'd like to be able to protect nine players.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Well, but George, what were you going to say?
I wish I had like two more slots on the taxi squad, but that's a whole other story. Doug, let me throw a couple Islanders at you. Matty Barzell.
Yeah. I'm
just throwing names out there that, you know, maybe on my team that, you know, I may want to see go to a good home.
Well,
for the
if
rest
you're trying
of the
to it, if you're trying to pawn Islanders off, there's somebody on this line that I doubt will bite. His name is Frank.
I know. You know what, like, you don't really... The funny thing is, like, the way Patrick Waugh is deploying the lines, Kyle Palmieri has, like, jumped up the, like, boards to, like, oh, he's definitely not, doesn't suck
you
anymore.
Know, the only thing that I might try and do is trade a depth piece for a draft pick or something like that. But, I mean, anything else is really, there's really not much going on. I mean, it's just the first year for me in a long time that there's really not really anything going on. I made like 17,000 trades last year at the deadline.
I'm almost disappointed, honestly, Doug. This is just not the Doug I'm used to. I need action. I need Doug just moving and grooving, making like seven deals at once. I'm kidding.
That's what I did last year.
I know you did. You did. Well, I mean, it's just your depth is excellent. Yeah, I mean, you really have, I would say, I mean, looking at your roster, I mean, you made the trade for Yossi with Frank earlier as well. So you solidified, that was probably one spot I think you needed something, so that you took care of that. You need Shesterkin, if Shesterkin becomes Shesterkin again, you're set. And if Markstrom gets traded to a better team, that could happen as well.
Yeah, could be.
Absolutely.
And you Shesterkin to be Shesterkin.
I love the Shesterkin. It's amazing.
I'm telling you, his season will not turn. I'm telling you, his season will not turn around on Sunday.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Islanders at Giant Stadium, but I just don't think a goaltender.
No.
I'll tell you, if you're looking to turn a goaltender around, do not let them play in an outdoor game, because that could ruin guys. And you've seen it happen in the past. It ruins guys.
This is almost like the home run derby in baseball.
Yeah.
Where it just throws off their timing or something.
All right, man, I'm going to head off because I gotta get up in the morning. So I just wanted to call and see how
it's going.
Thank you for calling.
Doug, it's great to hear from you, bud.
Yeah, Brian, give me a call, will you?
Yeah, sure. All right, buddy. We'll talk
to you. It's been a while. We'll try to do this. Hey, while we're on here, we can plan our Vegas trip. We're coming to the top of the hour here in Black Talk Radio. NAFTA draft trade deadline spectacular.
It's like the pre-draft.
Pre-deadline extravaganza with lasers and some fireworks.
This is George Brew for Eric Rogran Whiskey. Beginning Wednesday, February 1st, 2023.
That's old. I got to redo that one. Holy crap.
Jeez, George,
never mind.
Come on now.
I thought that was the good one.
You got to get it together, George.
Mike's got all the good. Oh, I know where it is. I can't play it from here, though. Damn it. Never mind. I can't. It's not on this soundboard. No, you know what it was? I think me and Madison did like the Sunday morning show before I did the jumped on like Sports Guy Mike's ones, and I put like all the new commercials are on his soundboard.
Mm.
And I don't have to have my microphone work. I can't, and have my mouse. I can't have my external hard drive in.
Yep. And maybe a little bit later in the show, we'll do some predictions sure to go wrong, Frank.
Yeah.
What's that?
Predictions sure to go wrong, meaning who's going to win Boyer, who's going to make the playoffs, who's going to make the final eight?
From me?
What's that?
From all of us.
Okay, go ahead.
We can do that. We got time. We can do that later.
Sure.
Yeah. It's so funny, like, how we went months without a trade this year, which I've never seen in my 2 years in NAFA. And then it was like, whoa. It's like everybody woke up at like, oh, I might as well start making trades.
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. Number one, I think we had an influx of talent spread across some of the teams because this draft was so powerful this year. The real NHL draft was pretty powerful this year at the top. So you had some real big impact guys come in where maybe these teams felt were less compelled to make trades. Plus, I think if you look at some of the usual suspects that trade in this league, they're probably a lot of the teams are in the same mindset. So we didn't have a lot of activity. And every stuff, like, for example, like Doug is very active, right? But Doug is such a really good team this year where he's not making as many big impact trades as he usually does. He made that last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not seeing, you know, Frank has a lot of, he's off two Boyer Cups in a row. He has a lot of things said. He's had a up and down year. So he hasn't been the same in that respect. I think the additional RFAs that teams have, you know, the additional roster spots, people's hold, you know, teams hold on the RFAs, taxi squads be big. I think there's a and honestly, I think scoring being up and just players scoring more goals in general, yeah. I think have created where a lot of owners may think their players are still, I think you have to adjust your, like the new 30 is the 30 is the new 35. When I'm talking about goal scoring.
Right.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, 30 goals was a standard, right, Frank? I mean, you would agree 30 or more, you know, 10, 15 years ago, that's an easy protect, but 30 now is not necessarily a protect. Right, you know, 32, 33 is borderline now, so it's definitely changed in that respect. What do you guys think?
I think that's all fair to say.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
And you know, with the 12, you know, with 12 teams making the playoffs, and I wonder if the whole quotient change at the bottom, like look at George, right? We just spoke about it, right? Where you.
Yeah.
In the past, you may say, you know, I want to tank as hard as I possibly can. On this draft coming up now this year, assuming we keep all our owners, and the NHL draft this year isn't as dynamic as it usually is. The Sabres are trying to be celebrate for Celebrini. I joke. That's my new hashtag, right? But he's
I watched
not
that
like,
kid play Monday night.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
He is. But I don't think he's not – I'm not sure if he's in the class of some of the recent great players we've seen come out of the draft. I'm not quite sure if he's at that level, or he may not be there right away. Do you know what I mean? That's possible. We'll have to see how that all shakes out. But this is a draft where – go ahead. I'm sorry, George.
You know what I think the thing is with a lot of these – with these guys, though? Like, I want to look up and see what he actually is, like year-wise at BU. These guys are fine. This is the thing. And I think you're going to see this across all sports. How much do you think he's making?
At BU?
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting paid?
Like here's this kid's a freshman. He's what? He's a freshman. He's going to go number one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's the youngest player in college hockey at 17, right? And he started the year, whenever they wrote this, right?
Yep.
Yes, he's up for the Hobie Baker, which would make him the second BU player to be, he's going to be the Hobie Baker award winner. We know that. Right, but like, if he's making $3 million a year, it's not like this kid, he doesn't need the money, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You know, his dad is like,
I love those little drop-ins by Lisa.
Lisa's watching the weather now.
Fantastic.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, I say that too.
A little quick in the background. What the hell is this shit?
All right.
I say that about George all the time, Elise.
Yeah.
I say that about George.
here you go. Like, his dad is the VP of player health and performance for the Golden State Warriors. He don't need the money.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so you know he's not leaving BU for the money. Does BU win it? If BU wins a natty this year, that's one thing. Does this kid want to stay there and, you know, keep playing under a guy like Jay Pandolfo, who's going to get you NHL ready?
Yeah, I could.
Like, that's been the problem with, like, you know, and I've talked to, you know, guys that played at BU, and they're like, up until, like, when Dan Quinn was there, they sort of got you NHL ready. Now having a guy like Jay Pandolfo there, you're going to be NHL ready when you're ready.
Probably.
Does he want to stay and does he want to play at the, you know, the world championships?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, with the players making money now, especially that's more prevalent in the NFL.
Oh, wait,
we're not
no.
going to talk about that now. But
no, he can't make NIL money. Never mind.
Oh, he cannot.
He can't because he's Canadian.
Oh, strike three.
And here's the funny thing. The only reason I know that to be the rule is because I literally caught the UConn women's post game today, and they were saying, like, Aaliyah Edwards may leave school because she can't get any NIL money because she's Canadian.
Gotcha. I see.
That's
George,
the only reason I...
Fool me once, strike one. Fool me twice, strike three. That's from The Office, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Have it yet.
Anyway. I was at the NBC studio store today, and they had Serenity by Jan Candles, Brian, and all I thought
That's
of was
amazing.
You.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I saw it. I sent it to Alicia. Serenity, and then I'm like, it. I should buy this for Brian.
Yeah. Put that next to my Dwight Schrute bobblehead doll on my desk.
Yeah. I want a Mike. I think somewhere I have the Mike Lieberthal. Scranton Red Band.
Oh, that's one. Great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on out there?
Seems pretty quiet right now.
I know. Well, I'm not surprised. This was a different thing, so we didn't know what to expect tonight, right? On a Friday night. Versus tomorrow night. I mean, heck, if you guys want to do a little something tomorrow night, you're more than welcome to. I don't know if I can join or not, but
I definitely can because I'm going to be at MetLife Stadium for either
yeah.
one that took us off.
I mean, the only thing I could say is, I mean, maybe a group could be started if somebody really wants to come online tomorrow night on Facebook. We could do a Facebook call, but that I don't want to call everybody in the NAFA chat though, because it's going to ring for 16 different people.
Right.
And I don't know if some people will appreciate that 11 o'clock at night. Who is calling? Who's people? I think they have mistresses
yeah.
and stuff.
You know, and like for me, it's like it was funny when we were first talking about this, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm good," you know, for this. And then I look at my wife. I go, "Oh, I got to do, you know, the NAFA trade deadline show." And she goes, "When?" And I told her, and she goes, "Do you?" I was like, "Yeah, why?" "Do you?" I'm like, "What are you talking?" "Oh, I can. I got the freaking game. Not looking forward to it, by the way. It's gonna freeze." 8 o'clock.
Carolina.
Are they kidding?
Carolina beating up on Arizona tonight, 4-1. In the third period. No Dan tonight, too, by the way. Where is Dan tonight?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised by that, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Unless he's working or something. I'm not sure what he's up to these days.
He's made a few good moves adding two defensemen this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely, I mean, Dan has definitely made his choice. He, you know, he's sitting, you know, behind Doug, not too far, but he has one of his best teams. I mean, Tampa Bay, I mean, we always talk about Tampa Bay with Dan for obvious reasons, but, I mean, Nikita Kucherov has been unbelievable this season.
Yeah.
He's really kind of found himself again. And, you know, so he's always – he's gonna have a dangerous team. I mean, Kyle Connor is a guy that can still get on one of those runs I mean, he's not having a Kyle Connor year that we're used to, but at any moment, I think he could go on a bender for about 2-3 weeks and really cause a lot of problems.
Wreaking havoc.
Wreaking havoc. I like that word. Yeah,
that's
wreaking.
A good one, right?
Yep. No Albert tonight? No Senior tonight?
Well, Senior's watching.
No Griffey tonight?
Come on in
no,
a couple minutes.
No Ed ever? What, Ed, come on now. Let's get on the horn. I'm trying to call people out. I'm trying to get them in here. Teddy, Johnny. Come on, Johnny. We got to talk about our Knicks. We have a good team for once. Call in. That's usually after
right,
everybody's gone.
All right, what do you think you're going to do tomorrow?
You know, I don't know. I'm sort of in the proverbial position I'm used to. I am the Eli Manning of this league. Eli Manning had an exact 500 record for his career, and that is pretty – and he has two – he stumbled into two Super Bowls like I stumbled into a Boyer. So I am the Eli Manning of this league, where people may out there may think I'm a great owner, but I'm really not. So and you look at my record, yeah, I'm right around where I usually am. You know, hanging on, trying to make the playoffs. Yeah, Frank with 35 Boyers can't hear anything because they're all plugged in his ear. But you know, but anyway.
Definitely the best line in all of sports.
Oh yes, oh absolutely. But what could I do, George? Well, I have a lot of players that I want to protect. So I don't know if I want to do something there with that. That's something that maybe I look into. And if something comes my way where I could buy a big player, if I could package players together, maybe. Or add young pieces or maybe just add a couple pieces and just go with what I got. I mean, I'm having an amazing week against Frank, which is an unusual occurrence, but I am. Here, Frank, that's your cue.
There you go.
Away we go. So from that point of view, I feel like Kyrou's getting hot. I'm waiting for Tim Stützle to say, you know, the season has started. And maybe he can start playing hockey again.
Well, they have 75 games in hand on the rest of the league.
They do. So I'm hoping he gets hot. Tage Thompson's been battling. He's come back from that broken hand. He's just not comfortable yet. But he looked a lot better last night against Florida in the second, third period. So I'm hoping maybe he gets something going. But I like there are some pieces on this team I feel like that are getting going. So, and you know, Darlene is Darlene. But I really regret trading. You know, it's funny. I made a trade with Mortor. I traded Matthew Tkachuk, and I got Jared McCann, and I got Tim Stützle because I love Stützle. But I just, you know what, let me throw him Mackenzie Weegar just for the heck of it. And Mackenzie Weegar leads NHL in goals scored for defensemen. What? Like, where did that come from?
Two against Islanders the other night. Yeah,
I mean, Mackenzie Weegar's a really good player, but come on, I just never saw that coming. But for Mortor, that's been great. And now he's got Tkachuk who's getting hot. But yeah, I'm still okay with the trade, and we'll see if something comes about. So something comes across my desk that makes some sense. We'll see if anything happens.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with everybody too, especially like you know me. It's like there's guys I want to keep, but then I'm like, I think I can get this guy back. You know, like if I lose him.
Yeah.
But like, do I really want to, you know? Especially given like, you know, two of the pieces I actually traded for. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're definitely playing for me.
Frank's pretty quiet. I wonder if he's working something there. I feel like
I played poker last night, so I'm on my last bit of energy. Yeah.
Oh, Frank, listen to me. I already know. 5-1 Carolina. just beating up on Arizona tonight.
Close 5-1 now?
5-1. Yep.
Well, Bunting got the fifth.
Yep, Bunting got the fifth. Teuvo Teravainen scored. My guy, Seth Jarvis.
Jarvis.
For Mortor.
Martinik.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Aho in there at all.
No, he has not scored tonight. Dylan Gunther scored for Arizona tonight. That's fifth. But, you know, there are some teams that have open taxi spots. So if you're out there,
I have guys that would fit in well with some of your taxi squads.
Yeah,
like,
so there you go.
Markham Kimmel.
Okay. So Derek needs – Derek. Oh, God, Derek. He's out and about. He's not home, but he says he wants a goalie. He's looking for a goaltender, not a backup, so –
You know what? If the NHL trade deadline was closer and you see where a guy like Fleury goes, where Gibson goes, because I think goalies are going to be the big thing moved. It's just there. Who has money in the NHL to do anything?
Well, that's the problem. The cap is so tight. It's ridiculous. You just can't. Yeah. You can't make. There's not a lot of wiggle room for these teams. And the teams that can make moves are sleeping, or their general managers just, you know, worried about sending pictures of service dogs to their fans from the Sabres social media department, worried about telling jokes and worried about his fucking team and maybe trying to field a winner and show a little life. I'm not angry or anything, am I?
No.
But it's true what I say, right? So, but what I mean is, you know, you have teams that are just, they're hesitant, right, to buy. I mean, I think the Sabres should be buying right now, 100%. And you don't have to trade your pick. But some of these teams like that are not really doing it. So, like a San Jose or teams towards the bottom, so... I would like to see the cap go up more. I really think it's time for it to escalate a little further, give some teams a little extra room. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It got quiet all of a sudden. Is Frank making an offer to Derek? I think the answer is yes. I think the answer is yes. I envision Frank, right? Frank, I envision Frank will be down in his basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll get a notification that players are available. And within 5 minutes, computers open, spreadsheets open, he's ready firing off an offer.
Well, my computer always stays on and the file is always open. So
I know. That's the way there. Why do you think I say the things that I do? Oh, man. Too funny.
Looks like Blake Wheeler's done for the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least the regular
that
season.
That's the injury.
Did you meet him the other night? We could blame you.
I didn't see him the other night.
Oh.
Or could somebody else be gliding him an offer?
Damn it. Why isn't this not working?
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
It's minor, but there's been a a roster move. The Jersey City Night Dogs have made a roster move.
Oh.
We have released defenseman Nicholas. And have promoted Daniil Marimanov because he's finally playing for Vegas. But that probably won't last long because Shea Theodore's coming back. And moved Matty Poltra to Hoboken. Yeah, there we go. That's it. That was the breaking news. Now, somehow, with all that move, I have an open roster spot because I'm an idiot. I didn't need to release Hague, but I did anyway because, well, he ain't going to play for us anymore.
Oh, man.
He didn't play for us in the beginning. So.
All right. So Derek has put out a little something for people to chew on, but... Nicholas Hague cannot be the move of the night, folks. There's something's got to be this.
Yes, it can.
I mean, come on. I mean, this is insanity. Let's see what's going on. So we got a bunch of games tomorrow night. And then the playoff push begins. Let's go.
You know, I was wondering why I couldn't get any messages from Derek, and then I realized I blocked them.
That's usually a good career move, by the way.
Yeah.
You want to hear the funny thing? Derek's one of my oldest dearest friends, okay? He is blocked in every Twitter possibility known to man. I do not need to talk to him on Twitter. He's nothing but a troll, and he does me no good. I talk to him all the time. I don't need to talk to him on Twitter. Like, the people I'm close to, like Frank, you know what I mean? Like, I talk to Frank all the time, or you all the time, or Tommy all the time, or anybody else. I don't need to interact with him on Twitter. I talk to you guys all the time. Like, Twitter's for, like, extended people that I don't really, I'm good. Like, I don't, it's perfectly fine.
Twitter for me, really, like, all I do now on Twitter is just look at pictures. It's like, it's Instagram for me.
Oh.
Like, that's all it is.
Yeah. It's social media for me is Facebook, really, the messenger is all I really use anymore. I don't really even post anymore. But I've definitely taken a little bit of a diet from social media, except for Twitter's about the only one I really use consistently. Plus, I like the news, things like that on there, so... Anybody else calling in? Anybody want to come up and say hello?
I mean, I have to be looking at it. Nope, nobody else, just us.
Well, that would be nice if some, you know.
By the way, good job, Jordan Spieth, on signing the wrong scorecard today. Yeah, that's it. Ooh, Rutgers Wrestling beat Maryland. That's cool. That's the other thing. Like, I look up, like, you know, Rutgers Wrestling scores. The other thing is, too, like,
what now?
Like, think of, or, well, for me, like, Poltra got hurt at the wrong time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, five.
I'm going to hang up and call my dad and see if he's gonna call in, but
okay.
I'm probably done. I'm done for the night here. I'm getting into bed.
Okay. All
right, bud.
I have a birthday to worry about tomorrow.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Happy birthday,
well,
Frank.
Let us
Thanks.
Wish you be the first to wish you a happy birthday.
There you go. Thank you.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, talk to you guys.
All right, be good, man.
You know, it's funny, like, but that's why I brought up the John Gibson thing, Bri. It's like he could be moved in NAFA because you're not going to play him in NAFA as currently situated on the Ducks, right? Like, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's been whispers that maybe the Sabres are interested in Gibson. Or at least that's what Peter Zavarvay said. I don't know how true that is. But that may put him at least in a better position. But that's actually debatable at this point. But who really knows?
Yeah, like for me, like, this week, I really have to worry. Like, all right. Bri, I think there is a deal in place that will be done now.
All right, we got something.
I'm going to send you something, but we can't talk about it on the air.
Oh, it's a secret conversation. I like that.
Yeah, I want your opinion on some. Okay. I want to see if me and you are thinking the same way.
You have a response.
Bri, could you do this? Because I actually have to type something up.
Yeah, no problem. So as George goes into the trade train or something like that, so.
Yeah. You know, it's so much easier in the NHL where all you do is send a fax.
Oh, jeez.
I honestly think that trade deadline week, there should be no limit on moves, but that's just me.
Okay, look at your soundboard pretty soon, by the way, and make sure you may be getting a phone call.
Okay.
So, FYI.
Yeah, because I can type and write at the same time.
So George is in the abyss right now.
We do have a call. It's 6-3.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see who's calling in.
All right. Is this Frank Sr.?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Frank Sr.
Right. Hey, I got a phone number right.
Hey, you did, huh? What's going on?
Good evening. I don't know.
How you doing?
A little jet lag.
I know. You got, yeah, so, yeah, you would all, Frank Sr. is the international man of mystery of NAFA. He goes all over the world.
Hey, he's worked really hard to get to this point. I don't blame
him.
He
sure has. You've earned it, Frank Sr., so I love it. I love that you take all those trips, man. I'm jealous.
Hey, yeah, you know, that's what I worked 31 years for, so.
Mm-hmm. You're darn
and
right.
And my wife. All that, so we,
oh,
you know, It's just something we like to do.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, we have a trade to announce, and I'll read this one for you, George, since it involves you.
Thanks, Brian, because I had to type it up, yeah.
But I appreciate the soundbite. So we have a trade. Jersey City has agreed to trade John Gibson and my 10th-round pick. You buy using my pick now, George, to Brooklyn in exchange for Brooklyn's 5th-round pick. So Jersey City gets trades John Gibson and gets a 5th. I like this for you, George, because the 5th-round pick you could use an RFA. You know, you get low-level 5th-round RFA guys, and you peeled off a guy that really has no value to you in the future. So, and for Derek, you know, he buys a little bit. He doesn't overextend himself. I think that's good. I don't think Derek should be in the market to sell, to buy like crazy. I still think he needs to have a eye on the future. And there you go.
Well, as long as we're talking about goalies and stuff like that, I'd just like to put out there that Frederik Andersen started skating again today. And, he is expected back, I'd say, probably in a couple of weeks. So if anybody's interested in speculating on a goalie, pretty damn good one with a good team, he is available.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. So Derek has made the trade, put it in the group chat. Well, I don't know. I feel like doing a small deal.
A small deal?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the mood. Yeah, let me hold on. Let me just whip something up here. Let me just type this up. Okay, it's done. Senior, you ready?
Yes, I am.
George, cue the soundbite.
All right. Hold on. Let me get back into that since I was looking at something else. But we need another breaking news thing here, Brett.
It's alive. We have a trade between Vegas and San Antonio that has been completed. And you'll get all the details, George, if you would like to read it. It's a very sizable trade.
Oh, hold on. Can I use a different breaking news one for this one?
Yes, you can.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, jeez. Come on. Yeah, maybe on my side because I'm nuts. But anyway.
San Antonio Banderases and the Las Vegas Moneymakers have completed a trade here. Yeah, you just wanted me to say it. Las Vegas has traded Wyatt Johnson and I'm not even and Slavkovsky because I'm not trying to say his first name because, you know, I'll get in trouble or something. For Nylander, McCann, and San Antonio's 7th rounder in 2024.
Oh, you know what I forgot to put in there, Frank?
Yes, you did.
I got to resend this, guys. I'm sorry.
Nah,
I got to add that I'm getting a 5th-round pick back from Frank. So I will amend this right now. Sorry about that. Jeez, you think I would have had that all ready to go, right?
No, you scumbag.
I know. I'm making
You sure you want to send it that way?
yes. Although technically I approved, but... revised.
Well,
I forgot to put that in there. I'm an idiot. So
okay. Speaking of approving, I would just like to add that last night, okay, all four members blessed this trade by scoring a goal.
I know, wasn't that funny? Because in truth, Cedar and I had this already agreed to. Right. So we and it was so funny that every player we traded scored last night. It's like, are you kidding? What are the odds?
So it is blessed by the players.
Yeah, I want to give my reason. Well, I'll give the reason on my side here, and then Senior, you can give.
All right,
for
hold
sure.
on. I got to do it again because it came back through.
Oh, come on.
limit.
Okay. Oh. George. That's a picture.
So it's Nylander, McCann, and a seventh rounder to Las Vegas.
Yep.
San Antonio gets Wyatt Johnston, Yurov Slavkovsky, and a fifth round pick. I actually pulled up the phonetic way of saying his name.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I knew I was going to have to say it again.
George, do you remember early in the show, I told you I thought I had over too many protects? So my thought was, I can't protect Jared McCann, and I really coveted Slavkovsky, right? But I figured to get Senior's attention, because Senior, you know, Slavkovsky's number one overall pick. You know, he's really on fire for Montreal. They're forming a great line. I figured I had to come strong. So I figured, you know what? I'll as much as I didn't really want to trade Nylander, and I noticed it makes him a lot better for the now, I figured I had to come strong to pry him away from Senior, and it just kind of came about. So,
and that you did.
And Slavkovsky immediately goes on my taxi squad, by the way, just for reference, and because he's not going to see the light of day this year. And Wyatt Johnston will be a RFA, which I will pull back. I'll already tell you right now, I'm already pulling him back. I'm putting that out there right away. So there's no secrets. So it is. So I'm sort of building for the future. And Senior, best of luck, because I think this is a great deal for you right now, as you get two dynamic goal scorers. Yep.
Well, I mean, you really came with a lot in order to take the young guys away from me. You know the way I love them, like
I know Slavkovsky,
M. Wyatt, Johnson, both of them.
Yeah.
But when you came to me with that deal, I mean, I almost fell off the chair.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I had to pinch myself to see if it was real. And it was. And I just, you know, hate seeing them go, and I wish them well. I wish you well, and let's hope it works out for both of us.
Absolutely. And you know what? We talk about Junior a lot with all his Boyer Cups. Let's not forget that Senior's a multiple Boyer Cup winner himself here. So to get those young players that Senior has a knack for having on his roster quite often was a tall task. So I had to come strong to get him from him. So I figured, you know, this was the way to do it, and it just came about, and that was it. So we saved it for tonight just to have some kind of big trade to talk about. So onward
and forward. It's funny, Brian, like when you brought up Derek looking for a goaltender.
Yeah.
In my case, I was like, this is a no-brainer. That's why I was like saying the John Gibson thing so much. I'm like, that's what kind of made like, will he go for this deal? Like we're, you know, with Senior with the younger players, like, is this a deal are you willing to make this deal? And luckily, you know, it wasn't like a big ask either.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like I said, George, you get some draft back. Gibson's not a guy that really factors into your future. And for Derek, it's a nice little buy. You know, he's going to see what he could do. Maybe Gibson gets traded, right, to a better team, and maybe he strikes gold. Who knows, right? So I like that for both. And as for me, I think I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm finished. My team is ready to go. That's it. I have what I need, and that's it. Anybody could come at me tomorrow, but I'm pretty set. My five protects are set now. My taxi squad is set. My taxi call-ups and my RFA is set. Everything's done. I will say, though, that Gustafson is available from Minnesota. He is an RFA-eligible goalie, by the way, from the Minnesota Wild, if you wish to dance with him. It's not going to cost a ton, but, you know, he is available.
Yeah, and the same thing for me is, like, Logan Thompson is an RFA-eligible goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen what Vegas does with their goaltenders. They deploy them both.
Yep.
You know, like.
And they're going to win. So that's another thing.
Yeah. And like, that's been the problem with, like, Vegas the last 2 weeks. And, like, this is where I'm starting to realize, like, the error of my ways. You know, like, what's that? Can't have a ton of Golden Knights. Because when they only play 4 games in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the thing. Well, listen, Dan has tried that.
Yeah. You know, and you do it because they're your team and you watch them a lot, but, you know.
Well, it's, you know, listen, I have Tage Thompson and Dahlin, right? Yeah. I have Savoy in my thing and Levi. I got all these Sabres, but it's okay to have some of your favorite players. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. And you know, there's multiple ways to win this league. I mean, you know, Senior can tell you that, right? Mm-hmm. Frank's done a certain way. We've had other owners do it a certain way. Some owners have done it as a top seed. Some have done it as a 10 seed. Senior, I think you won as like a 9 seed 1 year, didn't you?
I think so. Probably the first. Yeah. I think the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, you had, but you had a really good team that year, and you. You put it all together, so at the right time. And sometimes that's what it is. I mean, we have some really good teams looped in the middle. I mean, look at Frank Jr. I mean, despite him selling, he still has some big guns he could throw at you.
Yeah.
That I really wouldn't want to mess with in the first or second round if he makes the playoffs. Or you know, there's still some really good teams down there. I mean, Bates still has, you know, Ovechkin's getting hot, and he still has McDavid. Mm-hmm. Despite him selling, he still has guys that if you get him in a 5-12 matchup, that could be – it's a one-week thing. So we see great teams losing the first round. It's happened a lot more than you realize. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, all you got – you got to be in it to win it, just like the lottery, you know. And do some of these trades, like, throw the balance off? I don't know. Maybe.
Yep. Absolutely. So there it is. So, Senior, great job. We held on. We made a nice big splash tonight. We'll see if it kicks things off tomorrow.
Okay.
I expect. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Senior. I'm sorry.
No, I just have to figure out something now because I got to trying to work it out. I got to put McCann as a center. So I'm working on. I'm not that great on the computer, so I'm gonna move him to center. I got to get the link to do that.
Yep. Do you want me to send it to you? Do you want me to send you the link for McCann?
I got it. You got it.
Okay.
I just have to work a way to get it onto the email and the right email.
I understand. So, I understand. No worries.
Look, I will work it out and I will send it in, and I will.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of time by tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Yep. That's why I think it's a great idea to have the show tonight instead of tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was curious to see if this takes off a little bit, and we'll see if it. I still love the deadline too. Don't get me wrong.
I like the deadline show too, but I'm unfortunately going to be freezing my nuts off at Giant Stadium. Gonna be a cold one tomorrow.
Oh, better you than me, man.
Oh,
I'm in Tampa Bay.
Weekend.
I'm in Tampa Bay. It's 70 right now. So today, so I'm not. I'm not liking it. Oh man.
Brian, that one I sent you, it would hurt to do it, but is it worth it?
Interesting. I'll tell you that. So, but I'm not saying anything more. It is. I'd have to think about it, but this one is on you.
Yeah, I know.
It's good. It's just whether it's something you really want to do.
Yeah.
It's very good, though. But
yeah. We'll see. Maybe my trade partner may call in and we can consummate it here, like Stephanie and Triple H at a Vegas drive-through Vegas wedding chapel.
Uh,
those of you wrestling fans out there. Remember that? Fit of Business, WWE did 20 years ago. It's so funny. Like, I got my roster, and it is, like, being almost gutted tonight. right now I have two open roster spots.
Yep.
Which could be more if this happens. The hardest thing is, and I think like you said this to me in the past, Brian, the hardest thing is to do this and still be a member of the league at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I kind of liked it better when I was just sitting here like listening in and playing on the switchboard.
Yep.
Like I used
I'm
to
telling
do.
You. I'm telling you. Absolutely.
I mean, I got my Outlook open just in case, and like refresh it every couple minutes to see if anything comes through.
Mm-hmm. Imagine this during the deadline.
Oh, yeah. Last year was tough.
It's crazy. I remember years of the past, man. We'd have like.
Huh? Senior, how was Blue Bloods tonight?
I don't know. I fell asleep.
Oh. You fell?
I'm telling you, man, the jet lag is just, it's still there. And I guess the worst part is that I'm going away again on Monday.
Wow, where are you going this
time? I'm going to northern Mexico. It's called the Copper Canyon.
Oh.
We're flying into Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Tucson, we boost down into Mexico for like 10 days.
Oh, wow.
And I was told on a previous trip that I was on from this couple that it is a beautiful area. It was one of their best trips. So we hope that it turns out to be at least half that good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Man, senior, right. I love it.
Yep.
I'll be taking a trip in March to see this bum on the other phone, George.
Yay.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to it.
Jen and I are having our 20th wedding anniversary in 2 weeks. And we're going to be taking our trip to probably Switzerland later this year.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that. And maybe she's got
a company.
Hey, listen, come on board.
Senior, why don't you just come to Vegas with us?
Oh, that would be epic. Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Where in Switzerland you going?
I don't know. I know we're not going to Zurich, but I'm not sure if it's going to be Geneva or I'm not really sure. My wife's been there a couple times already with her family, so she's going to handle all that. But I'll let you know once I find out on what she's got in mind. And we might try to go to Germany too, because I've always wanted to go to Germany. So we may try to head up to Berlin as well. Or maybe through some of the other towns there. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, well, one of the small towns there, I think it's Rothenburg. And
okay.
You got to go see the Neuschwanstein Castle.
Ooh. What is the name of that again?
The Neuschwanstein Castle. I don't know how to spell it.
Okay.
Neuschwanstein.
I have an idea.
Okay, but that is where Walt Disney got the idea for the castle.
Oh, really? That's, is that right?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Which castle?
The main castle Main Street.
The which park?
Probably Orlando.
No, I would say Disneyland. Because that was the only one Walt really built.
Aren't they pretty much both the same?
No. Nope. No, one's taller. Oh, God, don't get my Disney nerd out. Please Senior.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, let's not. No, but
let's not break out my Disney nerd. No.
No.
Sleeping Beauty Castle, the one in California is lower and wider. Florida is taller. It's probably. I mean, Walt was alive for it, so.
Yeah, it's probably.
It was definitely.
Because it definitely.
No, California. Cool. Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, Neuschwanstein Castle. Look at that. Let's see. Walt Disney.
Ooh, Derek Felix, the Brooklyn Americans, may be making Konechny available. Travis Konechny, 26 goals for the Flyers. That's an interesting name to float out there. I'll tell you what, man. I love Konechny. He's a guy that is a threat to score every time, especially shorthanded. I think this guy could score 10 shorthanded goals in a year if he gets lucky. I think it's very possible. Like, it's all about health. And he's finally put it together, and he's been healthy this year, and you can see he's really breaking out now. With the Flyers this year, he could score close to high 30s. So I think he's a pretty interesting name if someone's looking to add a big winger for their stretch run.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some teams out there that are just, they're too quiet right now, and they shouldn't be. You know, like Teddy, as an example, I think he could add a piece.
But the thing with Teddy is Teddy drafts his team and then goes into the season. That's what he does.
Yeah, he's an excellent drafter. He's one of the best in the league. Yeah. He always has an excellent roster, but I'd like to see a couple of these teams in the middle. They could add a piece to really, you know, really go for it. So,
but the better question is how many different rosters are sent in this week?
Oh, there's going to be a few.
Like, how many rosters change after it gets... Because, like, usually you see at least one or two rosters drizzle in right about now.
Oh, yeah, you just
I haven't seen
me.
One.
I gotta move Kyrou to the wing as well. I just remembered that. But I'll have to do that. Yeah, so there's going to be players moving positions. There's going to be... Why Johnson is starting the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drive up his RFA price as much as possible.
Yeah.
So, and there you go. I'll tell you, Cedar, that was so funny last night. When I was looking at box scores, I'm like, you kidding me? Every one of our guys scored. I laughed so hard. And there's Frank Jr. making a post. Who's moving in? Who's moving on Konechny? Here comes more tour in the group chat. There's a little aliveness going on here. So let's see if there's going to be any little action. We got a couple trades tonight at least.
Yeah. And you know what? This is what even NHL trade deadline has become. It's nothing like the major trades happen over the summer and minor deals happen now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, in the past though, we've had trades in the Saturday afternoon. Sometimes we'll get some of those coming in as well. So that's very possible that happens. So we'll see how that shakes out. But as we have a few minutes left here, any last thoughts? Anything?
No, we have another hour left, Brian.
Oh, I'm not going to make it another hour.
Neither am I. I'm just saying we have another hour left.
We'll go
a little bit
over, but we'll forget. Yeah, we're not up against the deadline, which is unusual. Like I said, I'm usually thinking like, oh, there's 9 minutes left, there's 8 minutes left, there's 6 minutes left, right? But we have 24 hours and 9 minutes left. So
I know Frank Jr. sent that out.
I know. What a surprise.
You know, at the draft, I figured out how to use, like, the Facebook app on my computer. Now I can't figure that out. Like, I keep going into, like, I'm like, this is annoying.
But I'll tell you what, I think tonight and this week, Frank Sr. has entered the chat for Boyer.
Well,
yeah.
And Frank Sr., you've definitely upgraded your team quite a bit. I mean, you're sitting in seventh anyway. But looking at your starting lineup now,
yeah,
you really have some guys. You have, I mean, Sam Reinhart. I watched him last night against the Sabres. Now, he didn't score, but he could have scored three or four.
He had
golden opportunities to score, like grade A chances to score goals last night, and he just didn't. Well, he just was a little lucky. So,
oh,
just Reinhart.
If I don't go deep into the playoffs, I might have to fire the coach.
you're gonna activate yourself as the GM somehow, right?
Hey, John Davidson just did it.
Yeah, right. But I think you look at it's going to be interesting. I mean, Allentown was one of the. It's one of the, he. The trade you guys made was a good one. It's very interesting. I think for Boyer this year, I feel like Doug feels like a runaway winner to me. But when you really look closer, there's always going to be a couple teams that are going to come out of nowhere. I mean, this is crazy. This is like NAF has become like an NFL's Roger Goodell's dream. Everybody's 9-7 or 7-9, right?
And there's some of us pulling up the rear.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I'm 7-8-1 and I'm an 11 seed. Nashville's a 4 seed at 9-7. Yeah. Right? I mean, Nashville's a 4 at 9-7 has a bye. Okay. San Francisco's out of the playoffs at 7-9. That's only a two-game difference. I mean, there's so many teams. 8-7-1, 8-8, 8-8, 7-7-2, 7-8-1, 7-8-1, 7-9, 7-9. It's unbelievable. And even Philly and Atlantic City, I mean, as bad as Ed's been lately, he's improved. He's up to 6-10. And if he went, maybe if he wins this week, he's 7-10. So he's been better. Griffey's getting a little bit better, too. So, George, you just had a tough year, but it's probably for the best right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. I wish I had this year last year. You know, with what was available. But then
so do I. So do I. I'd have Connor Bedard on my roster now. You had to keep winning, didn't you? You had to get better.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go for the playoffs last year.
Hey. Things change every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, like I said, I had jet lag, so...
All right, senior.
It's good talking to you, man. Great dealing, as always.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
You guys, good luck the rest of the year and everything that you do, okay?
You
have
too.
A good night. Take care.
Have a good night, senior.
You too. All right, bye-bye. What's up?
It is funny how the chatter has gone to who's available.
Well, this might be the theme of this show, right? Is that once it's like that, this is why Senior and I agreed to this on Wednesday, right? So we said, you know what? Let's wait till Friday, right? Mm-hmm. You never know. If there's a major injury, we'll think about mixing it or amending it. Right. Yeah, you never know. I mean, just do it in good faith. I just figured dropping it tonight would be a way to like get things going. I think it does work. Like Derek's now talking. Like you started talking. Well, even before that, So this may trigger a couple teams to make a couple moves. So because now the senior's loaded up, maybe there's going to be some teams in that middle that say, I got to do something too. Because I mean, you look at seniors. Top five or six. I mean, they're really, really good. He's got Carter Verhaeghe. He's got Sam Reinhart. He's got Nylander. Now he's got McCann. McCann is sneaky good. He's got 21 goals. He's on pace for about 35, 36, right? He's very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He still has Cale Makar. So he's got weapons that could really make some huge noise. And that's going to be to see how that transpires and if other teams make a move. So I expect a couple trades tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be major, but I think we'll see some. I don't know if we'll see anything as big as we saw tonight, but maybe we will. It's hard to say. I mean, we could see something else. You know, maybe a surprise from, you know, a certain franchise that likes to make deals. Right?
I think it's funny. I think, like, there are some in, like, with some people, I think there are some that are in, you know, a holding state.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes
I know.
Sometimes I love the 12 teams that make the hard layoffs, but sometimes I don't, because I think if there was 10 or 8, we talked about 10 or 8, but 8, even though it was only 8, you get more of a definitive buy or sell from certain teams, and then you have more movement. Mm-hmm. But then again, I mean, everybody's playing for something right now. Technically, you are. You're playing for number one pick. Right, you're still competing for number one pick, so yeah, you still try to fill the best roster you can. Like, you should look for some free agents who may have some good matchups in the next few weeks, because you want to try to win. So
yeah, I look at it this way. In my 2 years in NAFA, I've not had a first round pick. I've made trades that, you know, to make those go away.
Mm-hmm.
This year I want to pick in the first round.
Yeah.
You
because
know,
the other thing you could do is if you get a top pick, who's to say you don't decide to move down? Let me give an example. Like, you're at number one, right? A team says, hey, you want to go to number five and I'll give you a second and a third. To, you know, like, let's say you get a couple more assets to move down. I'm just saying, you can do that too. Yeah.
You know, like I've said to you, like, with what I did tonight, my taxi squad going forward is set.
Yep.
You know, it's the way I move pieces around and move players around and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we'll see what happens, man. We're at midnight. We're at midnight, my friend. I'm probably going to wrap it up soon myself. Mm-hmm. But what do you think?
It's funny, like, what this show has done for the trade market.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to get feedback and see if people like this day before.
Yeah.
Or we may go back to next year the same, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like we said, like, this year kind of worked because, you know, it just worked out that way. What's that? I'm trying to think. It's so funny, like, how even, like, you may have talked one trade, which could make another trade. You know what I mean? Like, it's really.
Well, yeah, things open up, and, you know, there's always room for one more. You know, I would not be surprised if I make a deal tomorrow. I would not. There's always a possibility. Yeah, there's going to be major. I doubt it. I doubt there's going to be anything major that happens for me tomorrow, but I think we'll see something, so we'll see how it shakes out, bud. All right, my friend, I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah, well, that was the...
this was awesome.
Yeah, I liked it. It was
Yeah.
It was our NAFA draft their extravaganza with lights and lights and a few with lasers and a few.
Absolutely. Never disappoints. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, we didn't get as many calls as I was hoping for, but that's okay. But
yeah,
we still, we'll get there. And, you know, we'll take her and finagle with this thing as we go forward, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, brother. You have a good night.
All
man.
Right. For us,
I gotta get...
go for us okay. It's you. Good yep. night, everybody.
Good night. Take care, man.
Later, buddy.